It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. With fantasy football girth so thick, it makes Ron Jeremy weep like a little schoolgirl. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Hey, I was trying to use the donkey show and not that one. But anyway, we are girthy. We're the Fantasy Football Guys, Kevin.
Lyle.
And we are recording this sucker live on Wednesday night. If we make a mistake, we just let it go.
It doesn't matter.
No editing here, probably.
Well,
more than likely.
Every once in a while, we restart a show when we start off really poorly. But yeah.
So week one is in the books.
And what a week it was, Kevin.
Yeah, Lyle's team went down in a blaze of glory with David Johnson.
I have two David Johnson teams. Dude, it's just devastating, man.
It is.
It really is. I mean, I was really looking forward to, I was telling you about before the show, there's a little whistle there.
Yeah, it's call-in studio.
Oh, okay.
Remember that little buzz?
I do, yeah. I was really looking forward to having just a reliable home run week in, week out. I didn't have to think. It's been a long time since I had a first pick in a draft. LaDainian Tomlinson was the last person I drafted at number one. So that's, and I play in 5-6 leagues a year. Have never had the first pick since then.
So you I had it twice this year.
And I grabbed me David Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, now he's good. Why does that make you happy? Oh, it'll happen to you too, pal.
What happened to me last year?
With the number one pick?
Not with the number one pick, but right. A lot of my guys got injured.
Number one overall selection in two leagues.
It makes me happy because it's you.
Not okay. Yeah, but dude, even that's bad karma to wish that on somebody.
I'm not wishing it on anybody.
The last time I drafted somebody number one overall and they went out with an injury was Sean Alexander.
Holy moly, yeah.
My father was still alive. You're probably talking 98?
Right, so here's the thing. I never would wish that on you. But since it happened and you're just all hangdog about it.
You're going to enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it, yeah.
Yes. I don't blame you. But there's a lot of our fans out there, Kevin, and even people that hate us that are in the same boat. And I want to send my condolences.
Right.
I also lost Allen Robinson in two leagues as well.
The same two leagues?
One of them was the same.
That's unfortunate.
Dude, it's what happened to me last year.
Yeah,
so
it's tough.
I don't know. And again, dude, neither person has had like an injury history or anything. It's just freak stuff. What I'm thinking is, dude, why doesn't David Johnson just put that weird club on and just run one-handed, man?
I don't know. I don't know why it's going to take 2.5 months for a wrist injury. They did surgery on it. They're going to put plates and screws and stuff in it. How long does it take?
Apparently 2.5 months.
2.5 months. Let's take a quick look at the news. Liz Loser from Yahoo Fantasy Sports will be joining here momentarily. Charles Clay limited in practice on Wednesday. He had himself a pretty decent game.
Wasn't bad.
Bills tight end Charles Clay. Waiver wire fodder this last week, to be sure. So keep an eye on him to see what his deal is for Sunday. Danny Amendola not at practice on Wednesday. He's got a head and a knee. So, you know, he was obviously the target. Targeted quite a bit in lieu of Edelman.
He was.
So he was Brady's favorite target, and now he's hurt, as Danny Amendola does. Thomas Rawls expected to come back for week two. I was kind of surprised to not see him in this last week. I guess they figured that they have enough running backs that don't really need to rush him.
But then they didn't.
He kind of didn't.
I mean, Lacy was supposed to get all these carries.
But he sucked. So yeah. Then Chris Carson got a bunch of carries.
Yeah.
And now Rawls is going to come in and see what happens. Because Carson did okay. I think he was averaging over 6 a carry. But
it was okay.
It was okay. No, I mean, they weren't having a really good time. So let's see. Danny Woodhead could miss even more time than initially expected. They were originally saying 4 to 6 weeks. Now they're saying 6 to 8 weeks.
Great.
He's one of those guys that people just out and out dropped.
Yeah.
You know, David Johnson people, like, as you know, are keeping because he's worth a keep.
We have to wait and see. They have not, as far as I know, they have not put him on season-ending IR yet.
Right.
But they do that, yeah, then he's gone. If they don't do that, I'm holding him. He's just too good.
You have to.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not sure what his future is, Danny Woodhead, not David Johnson. But, you know, 6 to 8 weeks is Danny Woodcock, yeah. It's 6 to 8 weeks is, you know, deep into the season. But, you know, he'd be a nice pickup in week 10.
Sure.
If you can get him, you know.
Maybe.
Let's see what else is going on. Deshaun Watson named week 2 starter for the Texans. Dude, I watched a video today of Tom Savage walk back from the snap. He took the snap and just walked back a couple of steps. Like, no urgency, mm-hmm. no, you know, giddy up. Just he just kind of took a couple of lethargic steps backward. And, yeah, so that's why we're going to have Deshaun Watson starting for the Texans. You were talking about David Johnson out. Guess what? Chris Johnson in.
In.
I saw you picked him up.
I did. Well, I mean, I got to do something.
You have to have something.
I don't expect... what a great story it would be, though, if he came back and had a decent season.
Led him to the playoffs.
What if he beats Marshawn Lynch for comeback player of the year?
Well, you're just hoping.
No, I'm just saying it would be a cool story.
It would be a cool
story. Not going to happen, though. He's been a Cardinal before. He did not have that success as a Cardinal. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's old.
Yeah,
he can't be the bell cow. So it's going to be him and Kerwin, what's his name, Williams.
Kerwin Williams, yeah.
Yeah, so, and maybe they'll pick up another guy.
They'll pepper in Ellington occasionally.
Yeah, so it's all, instead of one guy, you know.
Yeah, it's 11.
Leading the league in rushing.
It's 11.
Three guys, not. A kid named Tanner Gentry is going to get his opportunity in Chicago. He was elevated from to the active roster from the practice squad. Allegedly, the guy has some jumps. He's fast, dynamic, has a big play upside. So, you know, not a whole lot of receiving options there in Chicago. So Gentry is probably going to see the field some. So, dude, I picked him up on a Dynasty League. Why not?
Well, the Dynasty League, sure. Yeah,
maybe he hops up and does something.
Give you
know,
a shot.
I had Marquise Lee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know what he is. Maybe this Gentry kid comes in and flashes, and maybe I got something.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Laquon Treadwell didn't get a whole lot of action. I know you drafted him in at least one league.
I did.
And it was considered a good pickup.
Well, I mean, again, it's a late, you know, just roll the dice. Like,
sure.
Maybe, you know.
I don't blame you. Did you see the end of the game on Monday night with...
I did. The block heard round the world.
Yeah, well, the first, you know, that's the one of the only times I've ever seen the timeout actually work.
I know. Every once in a while they do miss.
Every once in a while it goes the other way where they miss the first one,
right,
and then make the second. That's
one.
My favorite when it's the screw you to the coach. It's like if you just left well enough alone.
Yeah.
In this case,
mm-hmm.
it worked.
Well, I don't know if it worked. It just, you know, they had a better play the second time. You know what I mean? So. But dude, by the way, fantastic game.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out really well for us, for the fans.
Yeah.
So you have the DraftKings copy?
I do.
Outstanding. Yeah. Week one is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 week fantasy football.
This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter.
Now, Pick'em is the newest way to play one-week fantasy football. Drafting your team is faster than ever.
DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier.
Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends or even listeners. As we do,
Kevin. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you can play against people of a similar skill level.
The best part of all of it is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment.
That's right, buddy. Go get DraftKings.com right now.
Use promo code GUYS, that's G-U-Y-S, to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday.
That's promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes.
The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try?
The game inside the game is DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Yeah, see, this would be the perfect time for the phone to ring.
But it's not.
But it's not ringing.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Well, actually, in this case, it's not.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Also.
Yeah. So, you know what? I spoke too soon.
Oh, did she just call in?
She just did.
Liz Losa, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be fun. Been a long time.
Yeah, if I can get my browser to work.
First time, long time.
Liz Losa from Yahoo Fantasy Sports. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Deaf now. I need to turn down the...
Yeah, Kevin, turn that down.
You're a little too hot coming through the board.
Just a skosh. Jeez. Rip headphone users.
I'm always hot coming through.
Oh,
that's true. Bum.
Can't say you're not true.
How's it going, Liz? It's been a while.
It's great. I mean, it's football season. I have an 8-month-old and a 4-year-old and no life. But what? It's Christmas. Hello.
I have been there, as has Kevin.
Indeed.
Not as a mother. I've never been a mother.
Well, that's not quite true.
Well, you have tags.
You've been a mofo.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, fair enough, Kevin. But you're right. It is football season.
I was thinking about how when I started coming on your show, how my life was so different. I mean, you were not a grandfather then, by
That's
the way,
true.
Lyle. Congratulations.
That's true. Thank you very much, Liz.
Or step-grandpa, whatever. But I was thinking how different life was. And now, since I've been doing this on a professional level, there has only been one season in which I was not either pregnant or nursing.
Wow.
And so I feel like 2018 is going to be my year, man.
Dude. I mean, I wish I could tell you it gets easier, but it doesn't. Yeah.
You'll see the tribulations just become more broad.
Right.
You know, your son wants to move from one reasonably priced apartment to a more expensive one because it has central air conditioning.
Oh.
Well, it's like, dude, just deal with the air conditioning you have. Well, Dad, it's central, and it'll be cheaper. And
so even now you're saying
yeah,
it's so, just continually...
At 19, 20 years old, it's the pain in the ass continues. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, Liz, there you go. You have that. You have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Never felt better.
All right, let's talk some football.
So, how about them Bears, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that Jordan Howard dropping a pass on the goal line and making Tariq Cohen everybody's favorite waiver wire ad? How about that?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, Kevin got him in the league.
Yeah, I got Terry Cohen in the league. I'm pretty happy about that. We'll see if he can, you know, replicate this.
Kid had a good game. We'll see.
I also got Tanner Gentry. What are your thoughts on Tanner?
I don't know who that is.
Tanner Gentry was called up from the Bears practice squad to take a wide receiver spot for your Chicago Bears just moments ago.
Yeah.
So, allegedly, he's dynamic and big and fast and scary, and you know, if he was all that good, I don't know why he was on the practice squad, but now he's on the active squad.
Well, that's okay. I mean, let's not forget, Cameron Meredith last year was an out-of-the-nowhere play with a huge, with great athletic upside.
Yep.
You know, a local kid who went to, I believe, Southern Illinois University. You might want to double-check that, but... Mm-hmm. Listen... If he can catch a ball better than Josh Bellamy, I want him on the field.
Well, I'm not sure that's hard to do, Liz, because, you know, Josh is somewhat questionable at best.
Cam Meredith went to Illinois State University.
Illinois State, ISU, not SIU, ISU. Thank you, the Cardinal.
No worries.
Indeed. So, it doesn't look so great for the Bears.
Well,
you know. They're building.
You know what, guys? I've become a Rams. I'm a Rams fan now. Anyway.
Oh, is that it?
I don't want to say I've jumped ship, but I'm all in on the Rams and have been. We got season season tickets, season tickets, so that my husband can give them away because game times are always during my son's nap and I'm at work.
Right.
But we got them anyway. And I've been really excited. I liked Goff coming out of Berkeley. I thought all he kind of needed was some muscle milk and a couple of In-N-Out burgers and maybe, you know, a coach who can develop a young quarterback and not make him fearful of his job or whether he has one week in and week out.
Like McVay.
So that happened with McVay. And
yep.
Exactly. Like a nice, I think it's not necessarily going to work from a fantasy perspective, but from a cheering perspective, I like this team, this young team with the Wade Phillips constructed defense. It's kind of like the, you know, 80s era Bears in many ways.
Well, that's a bold statement, but I'll tell you what, they did drop a 40 burger on the Colts. They looked good.
If they could only play the Colts every week, they'd make the playoffs.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody would line up too. That's a long line.
Yeah, but they've got the Redskins this week, and that's a revenge game for McVay. But I think more importantly, I wrote an article a couple weeks ago about how I thought Kirk Cousins would be a slow starter. And so far, he's proving that to be true. I like Terrell Pryor on the season, but I thought it's going to take more than a minute. I feel like this entire offseason, the advice I keep giving is like, yeah, that's great, draft him, but evolution takes time, if you even believe in evolution. And so You know, he had 11 targets Terrell Pryor did last week, but he dropped some of them. They're clearly not in sync. You don't just take off, like, remove two players that have over 100 targets apiece and then expect everyone to ball week one against a Jim Schwartz constructed D-line in the first week. So, you know, I think that Kirk Cousins is going to be in for it a lot. But that actually leads me to one of my sleepers because...
Let's do it.
Look, she's doing the pro segue now.
Yeah, it's very professional. You see this, Kevin?
I see it happening before our very ears.
It's very tailored.
It is.
Yeah. Go ahead, Liz. We didn't mean to interrupt, but it's just, it's impressive because we're so bad at this.
Well, he is. I'm all right.
Right. Yeah, of course. It's me.
Chris Thompson, we saw it in week one. I think we're going to see much more of Chris Thompson. I think the Redskins are going to be coming from behind a lot more than we're anticipating.
Yeah.
I do think their secondary with Josh Norman and Breshad Breeland is one of the most underrated secondaries. I think Breeland has a lot of potential. If he can get there, they'll eventually be shut down-ish. But with Jamison Crowder dealing with this little hip injury and Jordan Reed has this toe issue, not that he's ever 100%,
right,
the safety valves for Kirk Cousins have been taken away, and he's still building rapport with Pryor. So I think that's going to be a lot of dink and dunk passes to Chris Thompson, who's going to sub in as a slot guy. They've got, I mean, Josh Doctson did nothing, right? And so they're keeping him off the field. They're moving Crowder outside a lot. That leaves the slot open for Chris Thompson. I think you're going to see him be used frequently in every game. Again, his matchup is not great this week, but with David Johnson off the board, there aren't many running backs, you know, to pick from. So I think that that's one. He's not, you know, I think he's probably the third or fourth on my waiver claim. But he's someone that I think is worth mentioning. And I have another one that might be even deeper than that, since I talked about David Johnson. I've gotten a lot of questions about this backfield. I'm sure you guys have too.
Yep.
And since the Cardinals are playing Indianapolis, you know, there's a bounce back potential from last week. I really thought that Carson Palmer was going to be a great play last week against the Lions. This like up-tempo offense, they'd be, you know, going back and forth, a nice shootout. But he looks old as molasses. He looks like Methuselah, you know, and so... without David Johnson, they've got to make up for something. I'm not worried about the Vontae Davis-less defense that the Colts are bringing forward, but no one is everyone's talking about Kerwin Williams. He played for Indianapolis, I believe, back in 2013, and I do think he's likely to be the goal line guy, but from a PPR perspective, Andre Ellington, to me, has some nice run. If you look at last week's numbers, Todd Gurley caught 5 of 6 for 56. Last year, David Johnson, not the same player, but still, averaged 5 catches per game. Not 5 targets, 5 catches per game. They used him a ton in the passing game. Andre Ellington, we know he has that capability. He's not an every down back. He pissed Bruce Arians off a ton because he wore down so quickly. But I do think you can use him as a passing down back. And from a PPR perspective, that's a sneaky, sneaky play. And he's only $12 in our DFS game.
Wow.
That sounds like plus 1 plus 1 equals 3.
Okay. So, like, the truth?
Yeah. Like, you know,
right,
this factor, that factor, that factor all adds up to, you know, go get him.
To 3.
Well, 1 plus 1 plus 1. If there was another plus 1 in there, it'd be 4.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense. Liz, you're with me, right, babe?
Mathematically, sure. Yes.
Yep.
Anyway, Andre Ellington. I don't disagree. I'm going to be really curious to see how this whole backfield shakes out. We were just actually talking about Chris Johnson and him coming back, and people were really excited about that. I don't know why people are still excited about Chris Johnson.
I don't know either.
He had a great season, right? He had a couple of okay seasons. He spent a lot of time in Arizona. He was never... like an outstanding back there in Arizona. So
right. I think he did what was asked of him, though, sure, which was to be the change of pace guy, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, nobody's going to replace
David
Johnson.
Bruce Arians has an affinity for him, right? And Chris Johnson can step in and figure out the playbook. So it makes sense that they would add him for depth.
Sure.
But if he was so great, why'd they cut his ass?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you why, because he's old.
Well, because he also has a kind of a busted grill.
He does. Yeah. It's always been busted, though.
It has been.
It's okay if you run for 2,000 yards.
A busted grill
with
2K,
kind of, you can have whatever kind of grill you want.
A busted grill with 600 yards, you get cut.
Yeah. Anyway.
So I've got that. I've got two more. You guys want more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Give it to us like you know we like it.
Let's do it, Liz.
Okay. So slow and sweetly.
Wow.
Tender.
Or very, very quickly and just...
Can you alternate?
Quick and sweaty.
Is there a sandwich involved? Never mind. Go ahead.
You guys, wait, side note. I think, have you guys seen What the Health? Because I think you were ahead of the curve and you're going to appreciate it.
I have watched it, yes.
Is this about carbohydrates and don't eat them?
It's about foods. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great documentary. Yeah.
Cool.
I think we can talk about it offline, but I thought it reminded me of you guys and some of the podcasts you've done that were not football related.
Yeah, random. Yeah.
And your thoughts on food.
Yeah. Yep. We were just talking about that before the show.
Okay. So, anyway, so I have a tight end and I have a wide receiver. The wide receiver is a total Powerball, like lotto ticket and Powerball dart throw. So let me start with the tight end that I think a lot of people are excited to see, or maybe not. He's only owned in 48% of Yahoo League, so available in over 50%. It's Cameron Brate. O.J. Howard has the athletic upside. He's got the metrics. He's exciting. He was, you know, crazy catch radius in Alabama. And he may be the future, but Cameron Brate is the now. We obviously didn't see Tampa Bay do anything because of Ms. Irma last week, but they are playing the Bears. And this isn't my pick because Austin Hooper torched the Bears for two touchdowns and 128 and two TDs.
Yeah.
But I think the Bears are going to get torched in the middle a lot because I thought the Bears did an excellent job of taking away and limiting Julio Jones, even without Prince Amukamara. And this week, Amukamara, who had an ankle injury, did practice. He is slated to play. I don't think he'll be 100%, but you've got Mike Evans to deal with, and that dude is huge. And then, obviously, so I think he's going to see some double team. It wouldn't be surprising to me if Amukamara and, like, Marcus Cooper were both kind of on Mike Evans. And then you've got to run around and, you know, figure out where Djax is going to be lining up, and someone's going to have to keep track of him, which is going to leave, because I just don't think our linebackers are experienced enough, which is going to leave the middle of the field open a lot. And so I think tight ends are going to really feast on the Bears defense. And so I think Cameron Brate, we saw how frequently he was used in the red zone last year. So I think that he's a nice play. He's $19 in the Yahoo DFS game and still available in over 50%, at least, of our leagues. Maybe, you know, your leagues he's probably owned and everything. But
so what you're saying is make America Brate again.
Wow. Too soon, Kevin.
Did she hang up?
No.
Well, one of our listeners said that last year.
Yeah, that's what one of our listeners called. It was a call, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and he was like, he was going on and on about Cameron Brate, and then he was like, what I want to know from you guys is, should we make America Brate again?
And like Lyle said earlier this year, it's not as funny now as it was last summer.
Yeah, it was really funny last summer. Not so funny now.
Not funny now. No, not even a little bit. So, Liz, you had a wide receiver to talk about.
Powerball.
I did. So I saw this guy in June for the Football Diehards Draft Magazine, because I've been a little, you know, sometimes you have these players who are like talent crushes, man crushes, and you're like, oh, wow, like that guy can do something, but he can never stay healthy. It was Michael Campanaro.
Ooh,
and
deep.
He was the super deep. Like this one, this is a classic Loza dart throw. If it works, I look like a genius. And if it doesn't, everybody forgets it because it's so crazy.
Perfect.
Built a career. But he's a former running back, which I think is interesting in this situation because Danny Woodhead is out and he's this former running back turned slot receiver. And when he's on the field, he's made some highlight reel worthy plays. His first catch as a pro was actually a 19 yard score, but that was all the way back in 2014. The problem is he's never healthy enough to actually stay on the field. And he's played in just 11 games over the last three seasons, but the Ravens dig him. They signed him to another deal in this past April, he was one of the first names that Joe Flacco mentioned to take the place of Danny Woodhead. And Joe Flacco is one of, I just feel like he's one of the most transparent guys. He also said, remember this, like last summer, he was like, yeah, Mike Wallace and I get along great. We have our lockers next to each other. I'm going to target him a lot. And everyone's like, yeah. And then he did.
Right.
So while everybody is on Javorius Allen, myself included, like the logical play is Javorius Allen, except this is football, which is not always logical, especially in the Ravens' nest. And so
right, you got that
I think
right.
that, you know, I think that you're looking at like Perryman and Wallace have overlapping skill sets. Macklin did score last week, but he only caught three balls. He's clearly still working on his rapport with Flacco since Flacco was out with a back injury and he was dealing with something. So they're still working on their chemistry. Who can step right in? Campanero.
Yeah.
And the matchup is great against the Browns.
Yeah. Well, they don't get much better than the Browns.
Yeah, that's pretty sneaky. And I guarantee you he's available in probably 99% of leagues.
Yeah.
If not 100.
Yeah. Yeah, he's forever. That's really interesting, Liz. I mean, you sold me on him, and
so Lyle right now is going to pick him up in a couple of leagues because
I'm not going to do that. But I think that, you know, that's as good a logic as anyone that's ever come up with for a pickup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like legit. That's super valid. And this is why I like having Liz on the show. That's deep.
Right. See, because
I would never have known that. I'd have been like. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Campanero.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, he played in 2014. Who cares?
Yeah. So you're awesome.
Good stuff, Liz.
You're awesome, Liz.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I love being on your show. I love you guys, and thank you for always having me on.
Well,
thank you for always being on. We love you, and you're fantastic.
Yeah, classing up the joint. Liz Loza, as per usual.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Win big. Stop. You should really just stop setting lineups in your dynasty league that I'm in with you. Just stop.
Yeah.
Give me a shot.
No.
Yeah. Are you 0-1?
If Russell, because Russell, like I have Russell Wilson and Dak Prescott because I thought Dak Prescott last year was like this great dynasty find, but I obviously was going to start flipping Russell Wilson over him in week one at Green Bay. The line in Vegas was like 52, and that every goddamn week, Prescott will like outplay fantasy wise Russell Wilson's numbers, and I don't know. I feel like I have to write a strongly worded letter to Sierra or something and be like, hey, sister, girl power, get him, go to Pete Carroll and tell them to get him some offensive linemen. I don't know what to do.
I'm with you.
It's super sad. That league is so depressing.
It is.
Dude, have you looked at the standings in that league?
Yeah, like one guy won and one in like
In our division, my division too.
Yeah.
Yeah, one person won.
Right.
Everyone else lost.
Right, in my division, everybody won but one guy.
And that was you?
No, I won.
Oh, okay.
I won handily. Thank you. So, you know, Liz.
It looks like Kevin's division is winning.
Yeah, Kevin's division's winning. And thankfully, well, you know, I've screwed
But Soldier for Dicka. So. Threw up a paltry 45.17 points, which is dead last in the league right now.
You should be first. You can
leave
you
that lineup though.
You can go pick Campanero up.
That lineup is
Wilson,
great
money. Lamar Miller, Marshawn Lynch, Terrence West, Demaryius Thomas, Michael Thomas, Colby Fleener, Adam Vinatieri, and the Houston defense. You can't fault that.
You can't.
That's a valid lineup.
Tyler Eifert. Eifert is in. I had Tyler Eifert in tight end and Colby Fleener on my bench.
Oh, you must have swapped it out. Okay, yeah. Because Eifert.
What the heck?
Yeah. I mean, dude, you know, it's the toughest league I've ever played in.
Because there's nothing on the wire and.
And the worst part is I keep winning just enough not to get the top pick. Like, I always pick fourth or fifth or sixth, you know? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty depressing.
It's certainly interesting.
Oh.
Liz, love you, mean it.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, man.
Sounds good. Enjoy your week and have fun with the kids. Tell the hubby we said hello.
Yeah.
Will do. Good night, guys.
Good night. Thanks, good night. Liz. Bye. Liz Loza.
I literally just waved.
You did wave.
I don't know why I'm waving.
Because the video's not even
it's
on.
It's not on.
Liz can't hear or see us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, we got some games to get through.
We do.
We're going to have to power through these if we're going to get to any questions, man. There's a lot of games.
Yeah, I'm just shutting the things down that I need to shut down. Okay, so our first game is, let's see, Texans at Bengals. This is the Thursday night tilt. Houston, not a good showing last week. I mentioned how Tom Savage just kind of walked back from center.
And that's how you get pined.
Well, you know, somebody said he was like a tin soldier back there, and I think that's probably a good description. Deshaun Watson is going to get the start this week. I was on Shoetooth Radio last night on Wildfire Radio with Mike, and he asked me about Deshaun Watson, and I said, he's a rookie quarterback. I can't justify any reason to pick him up in fantasy. He's like, yep. Well, even with the running aspect? I said, no.
No.
There's better options out there.
Gotta be.
Right. Now, if it's Brian Hoyer or Deshaun Watson, I'll roll the dice with Deshaun. If it's Joe Flacco and Deshaun Watson, I'm playing Joe Flacco. You know, rookie quarterbacks are tough to pick up and play unless it's a desperation situation.
In week two, it's not desperate. Last year, like we had Dak, right? But Dak wasn't a fantastic fantasy. He was a great rookie quarterback. He had a great season.
Right, but a fantasy quarterback?
Fantasy-wise, no. Not at all. Wasn't even close.
So, right, exactly, and that makes it difficult, obviously. Now, Lamar Miller has 17 rushes for 65 yards, caught a couple for another 30, so he's worth a play, to be sure, irregardless of what the matchup is. Lamar Miller is going to be a go. Deontay Foreman is not necessarily a go. He had one rush for 40 yards.
Let's wait and see.
One rush for 4 yards.
4 yards, yeah.
So, 40. Yeah, would have been good. But he's not a go either. DeAndre Hopkins is a guy you're going to play on the regular. He had 7 catches, 55 yards, and a touchdown.
So what I liked was Watson came in and immediately started targeting him.
Right.
Which was like, oh, thank God.
Right.
Somebody is throwing the ball his way. Just throw it up there. He'll get it.
He will.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a huge day fantasy-wise for Hopkins, but, you know, brighter future.
Maybe.
With the kid who's going to be looking for the star.
We'll see.
Which, you know, he should be doing. So I like DeAndre Hopkins. And that's really it from the Texans side as of now. You know, other things are going to happen. Maybe, you know, Fedorowicz is out on IR for the rest of, for a period of time. So maybe it's Ryan Griffin there. Who knows? But from the Cincinnati side, they didn't do well last week.
That was a rough go for Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton did not play well. So we, you know, all last year we didn't recommend Andy Dalton.
How many picks did he throw?
Oh, geez, let's see. How many picks did he throw? Of course, I'm not going to be able to see it here. Anyway, he didn't throw any touchdowns, that's for sure. He only had 170 yards, 16 for 31, so that's less than 50%.
I think it might have been, yeah, it was four. It was four. The Ravens actually, the reason I know this is because I ran the...
it was four, yeah.
The thing for fantasy defenses against quarterbacks.
Right.
And the Ravens are number one right now, giving up a whopping total of -3 points per week because Dalton played so poorly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, -3.
Yeah, so obviously Dalton's nowhere near a start. He shouldn't even be on anybody's roster, quite frankly. The backfield.
Well, yeah, rostering him's fine, but like playing him, nah.
Life's too short, dude. Grab somebody else. Jeremy Hill, Gio Bernard, Joe Mixon. This backfield was a little bit confusing going into the season. Just as confusing now. Obviously, they were behind. They were throwing the ball a lot, poorly, but throwing it. So Gio had 7 runs for 40 yards. Hill had 6 for 26. Mixon had 8 for 9, which was awful. Bernard actually caught a pass for 39 yards. Mixon caught 3 for 15. You know, Hill caught 1 for -2. So none of these guys did great. You know, Jeremy Hill was a honorable mention on the waiver wire this last week. I'm not real sure what to make of this backfield. You know, I still think these, you know, Hill and maybe Mixon are worth a go as a flex, and maybe even Gio Bernard, but. It's not going to be great. This Texans defense is still pretty good, regardless of the L they just took. AJ Green, of course, is a play every week, and Tyler Eifert is as well. Those are the guys you're going to want to play. The rest of these guys, I really hope you have better options.
Right, Browns taking on the Ravens, Kevin.
Okay,
let's talk a little bit about Kaiser. Listen, wasn't terrible.
It wasn't, actually.
Right? I was kind of like, hey, maybe the Browns have a decent quarterback all of a sudden. Like, you know, first game he threw for 222. He was 20 for 30. Had a TD, had a pick, but he ran for another touchdown. Good for you, Cleveland Browns.
You like, have a one-week starter.
I'm proud of you. Crowell, dude, 17 carries for 33 yards.
Yeah.
That's just abysmal. I mean, he did have another two catches for another 33. Great. Duke Johnson didn't touch the football from a handoff. He caught two passes for 20 yards. That's abysmal. The Ravens just played pretty good defense, and now they got to go. I guess you start Crowell, maybe a flex. Duke, I'm fading, man.
Yeah?
I'm fading at this point. Yeah, man, I got to see more than that. Two touches?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
You know, Crowell got 19 in a losing effort. That I'll take. You know what I mean?
That doesn't surprise me, though.
But me either. But two touches for Duke Johnson does surprise me. Yeah, get him the football.
Somebody tried to trade me Duke Johnson a minute ago.
Lol. Corey Coleman, it was great to see him back. I mean, I really do think he's going to be a good receiver in this league. He's a tough go this week. Maybe a flex. Check your DraftKings lineups. 5 for 53 last week of a touchdown. Loved that. Kenny Britt's their other main target, quote unquote. He had a catch. So I don't know that you can.
Well, in all fairness, Pittsburgh's D is pretty tough.
They are.
The better the more the kid plays, the better allegedly he could get. We'll see.
Right. And the tight end Seth DeValve. DeValve.
Which is what you're going to do now.
I can't recommend him, but he did catch four passes on five targets. So, I will mention him and his effort.
And then tell you not to play
him. You're not playing him, yeah. From the Ravens side, hey, Flacco had 121 yards.
It was awful.
How much is he getting paid?
More than he's worth. But Hugh Jackson said he's an elite quarterback now.
He's
so.
Not. You got West, 19 for 80 and a touchdown. Respectable. I will take that. Liz mentioned Allen. Really hot prospect this week. 21 for 71. Love that. So with Woodhead out, I think Allen's probably a decent play in a flex.
Or Campanaro, if you want to listen to Liz. Yeah.
Right. I was going to mention him, but, just saying, Allen's the hot name right
now. He played
now.
Last week and had some success.
Jeremy Maclin caught two balls for a touchdown, 56 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike Wallace, he had one for eight. Isn't he the deep burner?
He's supposed to be the guy with all the
What about Rashard Perriman?
Yeah, he's also supposed
one
to be.
One for 5 yards.
Yeah, wasn't
hey,
good.
Nick Boyle caught. Come on.
Yeah, no, none of those guys.
I'm not talking about them.
Okay, so the next game we have to talk about would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Chicago Bears. Tampa had their bye week in week one, as we all know, because of Hurricane Irma. No, it was, Irma.
Irma.
So many hurricanes, man. Jose's coming. Now he's going to hit our butts next week.
Might be.
Not good. So let's look at Chicago. Obviously, Mike Glennon is not a guy you should be looking to start. Absolutely. He only had 213 yards. Did have a touchdown. Good for him. Jordan Howard, 13 carries, 52 yards. Did have a touchdown as well. Also caught 3 for 14. But the big news out of Chicago was Tarik Cohen.
Yep.
Five runs for 66 yards. That's huge. He had one long one for 46, but it all counts toward the average. Also caught 8 passes for 47 yards and a touchdown on most people's benches waiver wire.
He was on nobody's bench.
He was like 5% of ESPN leagues had him, and that was probably like two guys, right?
Come on.
So, whether this trend continues, I don't know, but they used him in so many formations and in so many different ways. I can't imagine they're now going to just bench the guy. He was bloody fast. And
They're going to use him, yeah.
No, obviously the success may vary from week to week, but he's certainly worth the flex no matter what. So, yeah, definitely him. The receivers, I mentioned that they brought up Tanner Gentry because there's so few options there for receiving. When you're leading receiver is a guy nobody's ever heard of, and your second leading guy is your tight end. Zach Miller, by the way, did not score a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
So Kendall Wright, 3 for 34. And Bellamy, 3 for 27. So not a whole lot going on with the wide receivers. So fade those guys. I don't mind Miller as a tight end. Is a tight end. Unless you have Gronk or Kelsey.
Jimmy Graham.
Or Ertz. One of those guys who are targeted plenty. Then you start talking about tier two or three or tier three guys. They're all kind of the same. So one's just as good as the other. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, since they were off last week, we don't really have any stats to talk about them. But what I will say, Jameis Winston, was drafted pretty high as a quarterback. So, you know, in the league that I drafted him, I'm going to play him this week. Last week I played Philip Rivers, so in comes Winston.
That's our that's the experts league, right?
Yes, which we won, by the way. We're 1-0 in that. We took care of the keepers, Chris Schubert.
We did the business.
We did indeed. Backfield, Jaquizz Rodgers allegedly getting the start. I think Charles Sims is going to be a guy who mixes in from here and there. But I think
Does
it's going to be Jaquizz.
Does he chill mixing?
Take it easy over there. Jaquizz Rodgers, you know, I don't know what kind of value to put on this guy because I'm not real sure what his role is going to be. You know, he's starting, whatever that means. I guess pop him into a flex. He has had success in the league. He's a good player, but I think there's a better option out there. I'd be a little shaky putting that dude into my lineup. Doug Martin now with the suspension and the week one bye doesn't come back until week five because he has a three gamer, right?
I think it's three, yeah.
Right, so maybe
so that would be week five. I think it's three games.
Yeah, I think it's three. If it's only two, obviously it's week four, but certainly not this week, to be sure. The receivers are pretty easy. Mike Evans, you're playing. DeSean Jackson, probably worth the flex. Adam Humphries and Chris Godwin, I'm going to wait and see on those guys. And O.J. Howard, I don't know. Plenty of athletic ability. Don't know what his role is going to be. There's only so many footballs to go around all these you know, receiving and running talents. So we'll have to see what happens with Howard. I'm going to fade him for the week and see what happens next week.
Right. The Vikings taking on... Is that one? Yeah, the Vikings taking on the Steelers, dude.
It's going to be a good game.
Minnesota looked outstanding. Are you kidding me? Sammy Bradford, 346, 27 for 32, Kevin.
Wow.
Kid threw five incomplete passes.
Best game of his career, bar none.
Yeah, threw for three touchdowns. Also ran for negative 3 yards. That doesn't matter. Listen, I wouldn't recommend that you start Bradford for obvious reasons, but he's a pickup probably.
Dude, I started him in the Dynasty League, and he got me a dub, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Really good to see stuff out of Dalvin Cook. 22 carries, a buck 27 for him. Didn't sneak into the end zone, also caught three passes, but solidified in my mind that he's going to be a major part of this offense and definitely should get you know, some respect in terms of a starting running back in the league. Shut up. McKinnon and Latavius Murray were really afterthoughts. Cook got the lion's share of everything, and I think he will continue to going forward. Stephen Diggs, who we recommended several times during the call-in show, Kevin.
We did.
Thumbs up for us. 7 for 93, a couple TDs. Dude, so he's an obvious start. Thielen, man.
He was targeted a lot.
He drops huge numbers, man. 9 catches, 157. This might be the kind of guy that, you know, is going to be a star for you that you drafted, I don't know, 10th round?
Late.
11th round?
Definitely late.
Right? 10 targets, caught 9 of them for $157. Now, I know it's only one game, but he did this last year, too.
Hey, yeah, at the end of last year, he was a madman.
Yeah, so I think that we can start, you know, reliably starting him as a flex. A little bit disappointed about Laquon Treadwell. I expected a little bit more from him. You know, one, he did catch the pass that it was thrown to him.
Yes, he did.
But it was only one. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Red Zone Reindeer.
Red Zone Reindeer, yeah. Whatever. He caught a touchdown pass, which is all you can ask out of a tight end. From the Pittsburgh side, Big Ben, you don't like him on the road. He played fairly well.
He did okay.
Yeah, 263 and a couple TDs.
He now has more touchdown passes in Cleveland than Derek Anderson did.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Isn't it?
Well, Anderson was there for like one season.
Well, one a couple, and a half. I think, but anyway.
Anyway. Lev Bell.
Not so well.
Yeah, get him the ball, guys. I think they're gonna right that ship.
Yeah,
get him the football.
You would hope. Well, they probably didn't want to overtax him because he had only been in with the team for a couple days.
10 carries and 3 catches.
I'm still thinking that Achilles is going to pop any time now.
It's not that it's not possible, but at the same time, you need to get that guy the football a lot more.
Indeed.
I'm sorry about that. Dude, so apparently Antonio Brown's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, 11 for $182. Obviously, you're going to start him. Martavis Bryant.
I heard he had 75% of the offense for the Steelers.
He was the Steelers. He had 182 yards. Yeah, the offense.
I think they had a total of like 290 yards total. So.
Well, Big Ben threw for 263. $182 of it was Antonio Brown.
It's pretty girthy.
Jesse James caught a couple touchdowns.
He did.
That'll probably never happen again.
Probably not. He was people would pick up Jesse James. I'm like, you can, but you know. He's just had the game of his life. So
right. So, yeah. They call it a career game for a reason, guys.
For a reason.
Yeah. I'm going to hit the...
Yeah, you do that. I'll talk about the Patriots. Tom Brady has the worst completion percentage of any quarterback in the league after week one.
Yeah, but...
He's 34th in the league in completion percentage after week one.
34th?
Nobody's worse.
Wow.
In completion percentage.
Wow.
Than TB12. Just in time for his book to come out.
Where's Garoppolo?
He's on the bench, but people are starting to say,
they're calling for him.
Maybe Tom Brady's hit the wall. You know what? Ridiculous. Tom Brady will be fine.
Hey, guys, here's the thing. Talk to your coach about their defense.
Yeah, Tom doesn't play D.
He doesn't.
Now, all that being said, you know, Brady only had 267 yards, didn't have a touchdown. Here's the thing about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. They don't lose two games in a row. I can't remember the last time they lost two games in a row. The bad news for them is they're going into New Orleans, where Drew Brees tends to play pretty well. And if the Chiefs and Alex Smith were able to light up the Patriots defense that hard, imagine what Drew Brees is going to be able to do. Just imagine. Think about it for a minute. So, we'll get to the Saints in a minute, but Tom Brady, I'm not sitting Tom Brady yet. He's going to have to do a lot worse than he did for me to throw him on the bench. Because really, who do you have that's going to be better than TB, right? So, play him to be sure. The running backs are a little more murky, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, as far as rushing goes, Gillislee only had 45 yards on 15 carries. That's an average of 3 per, but the dude did get into the end zone 3 times. So, you know, that's pretty good. James White had 38 yards on 10 carries. Burkhead was targeted a bunch of times in the passing game and only caught one of them. Then you had, Deion Lewis ran a couple times. So really at this point...
The starter, Deion Lewis?
Yeah, quote unquote. So really for me right now, it's Gillislee, and based on the fact that if they get close to the end zone, they're putting the ball in his hands and he's punching it in. Yeah. Now we know why... Blunt got 18 touchdowns last year. Gillislee's well on his way, right? So he's the play. Everybody else is a toss-up. You don't know who's going to be the guy. So when it comes to receivers, obviously Brandon Cook's a play. Obviously Gronkowski's a play. After that, it gets a little murky. Is it going to be Hogan who steps into that spot now? Maybe. Is it going to be could be Burkhead again?
I really don't know about this team.
I don't either.
I really don't know.
I don't think we saw, obviously we didn't see the best of them, but I'm not sure we saw the offense the way it's supposed to be run.
No, definitely not, yeah.
You know, obviously losing Edelman really, really hurts. But at this point, until we see what this team is, I think playing the obvious players, you know, Cooks and Gronkowski and Gillislee and Brady. And after that, really just kind of wait and see. That may be a cop-out, but I think it's the way we have to go now, unless you're really looking to roll the dice on one of these other running backs. So, New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees last week had himself a pretty good game. 291 yards. Didn't quite bust that 300, but he did have a touchdown. I was kind of disappointed to see Peterson only get 6 carries for 18 yards. Not
Me
great.
Too. Yeah.
Ingram only had 6 carries for 17 yards, but caught 5 passes for 54. That was okay, I guess. Kamara had 7 rushes for 18 yards, also caught 4 for 20. You know, to me, Ingram is still the play. I mean, you know, it's obvious that with 7 carries, 6 carries, 6 carries, this is a true RBBC, which kind of sucks. So I'm still playing Ingram. I don't know how much I'd play Peterson, because if you're not going to put him in against his old team, when are you going to put him in? So I'm questioning that. So... I'm putting Peterson 3rd on this list. Ingram, Kamara, Peterson.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, but that's the way it is after week 1. We'll see how it is after week 2. Michael Thomas, obviously a play. And Ted Ginn actually showed a little something. 53 yards on 4 receptions. That was pretty good. Nobody got into the end zone except for Fleener, who had 5 catches for 54. And if he's your tight end, you know, God bless you. Put him in.
I have him in a
league.
Keep
him in.
Yeah, I was happy.
And that's the Saints.
All right, Eagles, Chiefs. Let's talk about those Philadelphia Football Eagles.
They did okay. They played well.
Carson Wentz dropped 307 yards, two TDs, and a pick, which wasn't his fault, by the way.
It was a tip.
Yeah. I mean, they were getting to him a lot, but probably, you know, one of the highlight reel scrambles of the season. A la Vic.
That was
back
crazy.
There.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, not a guy we're playing. Right. I mean,
who, Wentz?
Yeah. He's a backup
he's
in
still,
your league.
Right. Right. Now, if he does this 3 weeks in a row.
Sure.
Okay.
Then we could talk about it. He starts dropping 300. I have a feeling that he's got a great chance, though, in your DraftKings formats to drop 300 again this week because they're going to be behind.
Yeah. In Kansas City, they're going to be behind.
Scattered thunderstorms, Kevin. High of 83, by the way.
Congratulations with the weather there.
So, yeah, I wouldn't recommend him, but. You know, in DraftKings format, certainly maybe give him a shot. LeGarrette Blount ran for 46 yards on 14 carries, but he did catch that one touchdown pass. Second of his career. He caught a TD. So he scored again. You know, listen, the Chiefs defense did not play well against running backs last week. It's one of the few things they did poorly in that game. They gave up 36.5 points. On average, I know it's one game, but this is an average across all of ESPN leagues. So 36.5 on average, that's a big number, man. So I don't hate Blount this week in a flex format, right? Roll the dice. Sproles and Smallwood, rolls are a little bit too small for me to recommend them as anything other than a roll the dice like bye week fill in. Let's talk about them receivers. I don't know what to do here, man. Smith's supposed to be the burner. He caught a pass.
He did.
Alshon caught three. But then you got Nelson Aguilar.
Well, no, Alshon was on Nelson Island.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying, he caught three passes.
Yeah.
Right? Again, I think you start him again this week. He's probably a high...
two?
Yeah, probably a wide receiver two. Aguilar, though, might be a flex. Because, again, they're going to be behind. The kid has speed. And all of a sudden, he also has hands.
He can catch the football now.
Dude.
Well, you know, the thing is, dude, he has no pressure now. He's not, you know, trying to be the man. He's got Alshon there, Torrey's there, so he can just play in the slot. And
dude, the slot's his wheelhouse.
He never had trouble getting open. Now he's catching the ball.
Now, again, most of that came on the one big play.
Okay.
Right? But those count, and that happened. I think that Zach Ertz is going to end up being an elite tight end in this league. He's by far... Wentz's favorite target right
you
now.
Bet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And these kind of numbers, 8 for 93, he didn't score, but 8 for 93, those are huge in a PPR, man. That's massive, dude.
Yeah. If you get 17 out of your tight
17
end,
17 points out of your tight end. Yeah.
And every now and again, maybe you get 8 touchdowns over the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, he's going to score occasionally too. So go for that. From the Kansas City side.
What do you do with this?
Dude, Alex Smith threw for 368 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I think that's the 6th or 7th 300-yard game of a 12-year career.
He doesn't do that.
No.
But apparently he does. And this is what an amazing running game will do for you, right? You start getting blasted up the backside, let's say, by Kareem Hunt. You start getting a little paranoid about... the running game.
About your backside.
And then the wide receivers open up. And, oh, by the way, they have a guy named Reek Hill who can, you know, dust you for days. Nobody on your team is faster than him. So, yeah, dude, obviously Reek Hill, 248 total yards, I think it was. Dropped 3 TDs. This is something that bothers me, Kevin. He dropped 3 touchdowns. I pulled up his stats today. When I was looking at him, I was like, you know, doing my thing. And it says... Kareem Hunt, Kansas City Chiefs running back, 148 yards, 1 touchdown.
Right.
No, he scored. I get the yards, right? Because he's not a receiver. He's a running back. But he scored 3 touchdowns. It should not say 1 just because he ran them in. Or ran one in and caught the other 2. It shouldn't say 1. It should say 3. That should be combined.
Yeah, show the receiving numbers as well.
It's a stupid rule. I don't know why they do that.
Where did you see that?
Everywhere.
Huh.
It just, I mean, he's, if you look at his season stats, now, if you go into receiving, it says, oh, he caught another 2.
Right.
Right. But on the season, he has 1, you know, touchdown
as a runner
to his name. Yeah. It's so stupid.
Well, I can see why they do it, but I want to see the stats all together, damn it.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure Hunt's a start.
You think? That's some quality analysis right there, Case.
That's what I do. Shark West, not a start.
No.
Done.
He looked pretty good in that one run to the end zone.
Dude, yeah. Right. It's not bad. Yeah. What, like 21 yards or something? Like that. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good scamper. Sharkinator is still alive and well. Listen, the receivers, I mean, it's the re-kill show. I like Albert Wilson a lot. I think Chris Connolly's actually a pretty good receiver, too.
He looked good.
Yeah. But he only caught two passes. Wilson caught five. But Reek, seven for $133 and a touchdown. Clap, clap, clap. Please play him. Kelsey was 5 for 40. Eh. You know, he's your guy. You draft him that early, you keep playing him. Demetrius Harris, though, caught two passes and did catch a touchdown. So he stole one from your boy.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on him. Maybe he'll, you know, be a red zone threat at some point, too. But honestly, just play Kelsey, Reek Hill, Kareem Hunt, and in DraftKings, Alex Smith.
Yeah, he's going to be cheap for another week or two because they tend to lag a bit.
Damn,
I know a lot of people picked him up thinking that, you know, he's all of a sudden this different guy. And you know what? Dude, maybe he is. Maybe because he's got a running game, the line's a little more stout.
And he's got a burner.
And he's got a little time, and he's got a guy who's perennially open. Dude, he was throwing the ball downfield.
Yeah, he didn't give a heck.
It was like Sam Bradford, not just dinking and dunking. He was hafting it down to digs. Yeah. You know, so who knows?
Beautiful to see.
Maybe these guys have turned over a leaf.
This is my girlfriend, so I'm rooting for KC Hardcore.
Oh, are you?
But not this week.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
All right, the Titans and the Jaguars. The Titans, that's a tough go with these Titans. They had a tough game against Oakland.
I like me some Mariota, though.
I do. I like him. You know, I have a lot of girlfriends this year, and I think Tennessee is one of them. Oakland was last year, but now they're kind of favored, so I don't know.
Tennessee's always been kind of a girlfriend of mine, too.
Yeah.
Eddie George, yeah. Steve McNair.
Yeah, back in the day when Jeff Fisher was a good coach.
Yeah.
You know, back in the old days. I'll do one of the best tweets of the weekend I saw when the Rams were just crushing Indianapolis. Somebody said, I'd pay $100 to have a live feed into Jeff Fisher's living room right now. Anyway, so looking at Mariota, he had 256 yards. Didn't throw a touchdown pass. Dude ran one in, though, to go with 26 yards. I'm going to keep playing that dude until somebody tells me to stop.
I figure he finishes top 10 this year. It might be 10.
It might be 10, or 9, but, you know, he's still going to be there. And we're talking fantasy, not reality.
Right.
DeMarco Murray, 12 carries for 44 yards. Eh. You know, you're not going to sit him, but I want to see a little more out of him.
That's a problem.
Yeah, Oakland's defense is pretty stout.
He's got to touch the football a little bit more.
Yeah, 12 carries is not quite enough for a runner like DeMarco. You know, Derrick Henry had 6 for 25. Eh, you know, DeMarco's obviously the guy to play there. Delanie Walker, his old ass, had 7 catches for 76 yards.
Dude's
like 33, 34, still getting it done.
Reliable.
So if you have him as your tight end, press on. Okay, Rashard Matthews, 71 yards on 5 catches. Think about him as he was going late. He was like 8th or 9th round. People are like forgetting about Rashard Matthews.
Yeah, I love him, man. Yeah.
Davis had 6 for 69. Not a bad go for him. Decker only 3 for 10. So, you know, I would probably fade him until I see what's going on.
Decker
with
was a PPR monster.
Yeah.
And
there's too many people to catch football.
There's a lot of weapons there.
So, yeah, I'm playing Mariota.
Derrick Henry's a good receiver, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm playing Mark DeMarco, Rashard Matthews, and Delanie Walker. Corey Davis, you know, you probably have better options at this point.
Let's wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, desperation flex or something, but I don't think we're quite there yet. From Jacksonville's side, you know, Jacksonville had a pretty good game against the Texans, beat them 29-7.
Except losing Allen Robinson for the year.
Yeah, that hurt. But that doesn't mean Blake Bortles had a good game. Dude had 11 completions for 125 and a touchdown. Yeah, and that touchdown was to... Wait for it. What was it to Hearns? Was it to Fournette? No, it was to Tommy Bohannon, the fullback. Thanks, Bortles. So anyway,
dude, my new favorite Twitter feed is Blake Bortles facts.
Oh God.
Because they just constantly go off like right here. It's like Blake Bortles 1-0, Tom Brady 0-1. But he whoever owns this tweeted before the season started. Blake Bortles and Tom Brady have combined for, you know, 7 MVPs and 5 Super Bowl championships and over 30,000 yards and like all the stuff that was all Tom Brady stats.
Right. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's like the guy who says, I'll be able to tell my kid when he's older that, you know, Michael Jordan and I combined for 81 points. 79 of them were Michael's.
Right.
2 of them were this dude.
There are currently 1,696 active players on 53-man NFL rosters. 99.53% of them have never returned a Blake Bortles pass for a touchdown.
Still, it's early yet.
Just saying.
So Fournette had 26 carries for a buck. He's obviously a go. They're just going to keep feeding that guy the rock. 26 carries. I haven't done the math and looked at everywhere, but that may lead running backs for carries this week by a long margin.
Hey, Bortles has never lost a playoff game.
That's true. It's going to be Alan Hearns, and it's going to be a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, we'll see. Ben, somebody perhaps will emerge, probably.
It's probably going to be Hearns. So, you know, looking at this team the way it is now, no way I go near Blake Bortles. Leonard Fournette is really the guy at this point. You can play Hearns as well. But that's it for this Jacksonville team. And the defense. Play the defense.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty stout as well.
They are. Staunch. Speaking of staunch, Kevin.
Yes.
Nothing fixes your season. Your 0-1 start.
Yeah.
Like playing the Colts.
Yeah, no.
Cardinals get to go into Indy. Cardinals had a rough go. But now they get to play Indianapolis. Palmer, he threw for 269 and a touchdown, 3 picks. Ech. Kind of gross, but again, he's playing the Colts. Probably a decent play in DraftKings formats. The running backs, man, the Colts are terrible, right? They gave up 28 points last week to fantasy running backs, but you got the Chris Johnson, the Andre Ellington, you got the Kerwin Williams show. I don't know who to start here.
You don't?
Yeah, you fade. Dude. The wide receivers, great matchup. You have J.J. Nelson, who caught 5 passes for a touchdown. You have John Brown, for 32. Larry Fitz, 6 for 74, and he did not get in the end zone. But honestly, any one of these guys, I think, is flex-worthy this week. Obviously, you lean towards Fitz or John Brown. However, J.J. Nelson might sneak in there in a DraftKings thing. He'd probably be fairly cheap. So I don't think that's a terrible go. Gresham, you know, he's terrible, I guess, and he also has ribs. Not a guy we're talking about starting, so, but he is questionable, if you were wondering. Scott Tolzien was 9 for 18. He threw for 128 yards and a couple picks. Just an abysmal performance there. I mean, they just can't wait for Luck to come back. Super sad, but you know, it's going to be a while, Colts fans. Sorry about that. Frankie Gore was 10 for 42 and, you know, nothing. I wish that Gore was still a reliable player in the NFL, but he's just not. I know a lot of people drafted him as like a late, you know, late round, like veteran that they could probably stick in. He's not a guy you can count on. It's just, you know, it's just a fact. So don't try. You know what I'm saying, Kevin?
I do. And you know, honestly, there's really not a whole lot of guys on that offense you can count on.
Listen, I like what I saw out of Marlon Mack.
Yeah, okay? He was all right.
He's coming up. Not a reliable guy that we can start yet, but I like what I saw. So that's cool. T.Y. Hilton was targeted quite a bit. He's got a very good matchup against the Cardinals because apparently they can't cover anybody.
Right.
That's what happened last week. Same thing for Moncrief, but again, with Tolzien, eh.
Well, now it might be Bruce, you know, Jacoby.
It might be. So. Yeah, it could be either way.
They're splitting, you know, first team reps.
Doesn't matter.
So who knows?
Either way.
Yeah, it's not going to be Luck, so.
I'm going to go ahead and fade the Colts.
The Colts.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, that's just where I'm at.
All right. So the next game that we have on the board here is Buffalo, Carolina. From the Buffalo side, Buffalo actually had themselves a pretty good game. They're leading the division, Lyle.
Yeah.
They're ahead in the AFC East.
Well, now, yeah, they have to be.
Yeah, because the, you know, Dolphins didn't play. They beat the Jets.
Pats lost.
Pats lost. So, yeah. If you'd have said to me at any point in the season, will the Bills be leading the division? I would have said no. I'd have been wrong.
You've been wrong.
So Tyrod Taylor had himself an okay day. 224 yards passing, two touchdowns, did have a pick. He also ran for 38 yards, which is pretty good. So
he reminds me of Donovan McNabb late in his career.
No, I'm not sure that's a good thing. Well, actually, Tyrod hits guys in stride sometimes. You know, Donovan used to throw it at their feet.
At their feet, yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be careful about that. I'm not real sure that...
Sorry about that. Yeah, I bumped the table.
Against this defense, I'm not real sure Tyrod's a good play. You probably grabbed him as a backup, and I would leave him there for the week to be sure. LeSean McCoy was LeSean-like. 22 carries for a buck, 10. Also caught 5 for 49.
They weren't lying. So unlike the Seahawks, who said Lacy was going to get like a million carries,
yeah,
they were like, yeah, Shady's our offense.
Whatever we have to do, we're going to give it to him as many times as we need to win.
Guess what?
They gave it to him. Basically, he had 27 touches, and he had 159 yards.
God, I miss him so much.
Didn't find the end zone, but, you know, hey, it's all
he
right.
He should have spent his career as an Eagle.
As an Eagle. He should have. He should retire.
Why would you ever let him go?
Because you're an a-hole named Chip Kelly.
Traded him for... I threw that jersey away.
Did you really?
I did.
The Alonzo jersey?
Yeah, Kiko Alonzo, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Basically brand new.
You should have burned it just to exercise the demons. If you're throwing it away, why not burn it?
Yeah.
So anyway, Mike Tolbert actually had himself a decent game as well, 42 yards on 12 and a touchdown to go along with it. So cool. And Jordan Matthews, 2 receptions for 61 yards. Still can't call him a play. Charles Clay, 4 catches, 53 yards and a touchdown. If he's healthy this week, I don't see any reason not to play the guy. As a tight end, if you drafted him or if you picked him up as a waiver wire grab, absolutely, why not get him? So from the Panthers side, they had the fantastic luck of the draw to get the 49ers for the first week. And Cam Newton did have a couple touchdowns, but only a buck 71.
Where's the MVP? Where is he?
He's 2 years ago, dude. He ran the ball 6 times for 3 yards.
Dude, 2 years ago, people were talking about, dude, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's so good.
Dude, Cam ran the ball. His longest run was 5 yards. His total yards was 3 yards. And he ran the ball 6 times.
I wonder what's going on there.
No, you know what? He's had injury issues. So then John Stewart had 18 for 65.
Apparently still the bell cow.
Also had 2 catches for 17 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, all of a sudden, looking at the matchup we have here against the Bills, dude, why not? Stewart's a start, you know? He was a start last week. I believe we said play him, you know, because he was first on the depth chart, and there he is.
We liked McCaffrey, too.
We did, and he got 47 yards on 13 touches. Actually, 18 touches.
18, yeah.
And he had a total of 75 yards.
I like those numbers.
Yeah, that's pretty good for on a first day. So I think the more comfortable in the offense he gets, the more opportunities they're going to give him. But, dude, you know, 18 touches in the first game for a rook? It doesn't suck.
Nope.
In a flex, I'm all over it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, your leading receiver was a guy named Russell Shepard.
Yep.
You know.
Former Giant, maybe?
He's 28. It's his 5th season, so he's been around a little bit. He had a touchdown, 53 yards, you know, so he may be a guy you want to keep an eye on. I'm not necessarily thinking that you
can
go right up.
He was a buck in the air, that's what it was.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Pretty far down the depth chart, but here he is leading the Carolina Panthers in receiving. Kelvin Benjamin, 1 catch for 25 yards. Greg Olsen only had 2 catches for 18, so I'm not sure what's going on with this offense. You know, it's possible that some of the touches that Olsen would have gotten have now gone to McCaffrey.
Probably.
So we'll see what's going on with that.
They'll figure that out. Olsen's one of the best tight ends in the league.
He is, and I would continue to play. I would continue to play Olsen, Calvin Benjamin, Curtis Samuel. You know, any receiver, Sterling. I'm not going to play him, dude.
Yeah.
I'll play Stewart. I'll play McCaffrey, and that's it from the Panthers.
Right. Jets.
Sounds weird, but that's it.
The Jets are taking on the Raiders. And about the Raiders.
And that's all you need to know.
Listen, McCown was bad. Forte and Powell combined for, 30-something yards.
Just none of it was good.
The receivers, I'd love to see Jermaine Kearse back in there.
Darius Stewart kinda cool.
caught a couple passes. Like, I like him as a young. Robbie Anderson, doing stuff.
Yeah.
No thanks. So yeah, fade the Jets. In all honesty, if you have to play a Jet, Bilal Powell is probably valid in a PPR format as a flex. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Raiders.
Raiders, there's a lot to talk about here.
Like Derek Carr, threw for 262 and a couple touchdowns. Love him. I think he's going to be another top 10 quarterback, probably towards the back. He's probably 7, 6, 8, something like that.
9.
Marshawn Lynch just came back in and went, "Hey, guys, remember me?" Yeah, I mean, ran for 76 yards on 18 carries. Also had a decent catch for 16 yards.
Dude's a load.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, now he's playing the Jets. So he's going to run all over them. You got your Cooper. You got your Crabtree.
Both of those are
plays. Crabtree more so in a PPR. Cooper more so in a standard. But either way, Seth Roberts got a touchdown. Good for him. They have Jared Cook, too. I'd play him, too. He got you 10 points in a PPR. I'm down.
Yeah, why not, right?
But so fade the Jets, play the Raiders, basically.
Pretty much it. Dolphins at the Chargers. Poor Dolphins. Those dudes had to go through a hurricane. Then you get to fly to Cali.
Yeah. But, I mean, all told in Miami, it could have been a lot worse with this hurricane.
Could have. My friend Jeff, who lives about an hour north of Miami in Port St. Lucie, came out unscathed.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So, yeah, he was a little concerned.
Yeah, I mean, the Keys got slammed.
They did.
That's just devastating. But once it got onto the mainland, not that it wasn't bad, and I'm not trying to, downplay anything, but it could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
You know.
For a whole lot more people. So, and Jose's coming right behind it. So, looking at the Dolphins-Chargers game, Jay Cutty with his debut as a Dolphin, can't trust him, not going to play him. Sorry, I just can't. I've seen too much.
Wait. Your analysis is don't play Jay Cutler?
Well, it's one of those obvious things, but some people are going to go, hey, what about Jay Cutty? So Jay Ajayi, definitely playing him. Jarvis Landry, I'm definitely playing him. Kenny Stills might be a decent flex. I'm sure you have better options in week 2.
Yeah,
Devontae Parker, I like. He would be a great
Devontae
flex.
Parker, man.
Like
him
a lot.
Love him.
Julius Thomas, I drafted him in a couple leagues. I like him as a tight end. And an Adam Gase offense?
Yep.
Love Julius Thomas
Big
in
fan.
That. So those are your plays for the Dolphins. There may be more, but in week 1.
That's really loud.
Yeah, it was, dude.
Sorry.
In week 1, basically, this is the don't get cute week for the Dolphins. From the Chargers side, they kind of had a tough matchup, obviously, against the Broncos in Denver. Phillip Rivers only threw for 192 and 3 touchdowns, but, dude, he almost brought him back to a win.
It was close.
The field goal fiasco at the end kind of shut it off. But
it was close.
I like Rivers' numbers.
You think he's going to get a yellow jacket, man?
Dude, I don't know. It depends on who's around him when he goes to go in.
I feel like he's in that category of quarterback, like of all those guys who've had success for so long.
He doesn't have those rings.
He doesn't have the records.
Right, you look at his contemporaries.
Yep.
Ben has 2.
So, but let me ask you
Eli
a question.
Has 2.
I agree with you. So that's the question I was going to ask you. Who do you think is a better quarterback over their career, Phillip Rivers or Eli Manning?
Who, fantasy-wise? Or
No. Just, I mean,
Dude, Eli's got the rings.
Okay, so their career in retrospect, right? You can go back in time and draft one of them. Which one do you take?
I'd take Rivers.
Yeah, me too.
I like his attitude.
He's
spunky.
Better.
He's got moxie.
He's better.
He's he's got a weird throwing motion, but it gets there.
I don't even think Giants fans like Eli Manning.
No. I know some Giants fans are like, Eli's all right.
Yeah, they don't even like him. Yeah.
So anyway, Rivers, 3 touchdowns, like him, going to play him. His matchup this week, a little bit better going against the Dolphins. Dolphins are pretty stout, but they're no Broncos to be sure. Melvin Gordon in a losing effort, 54 yards on the ground, 25 yards and a touchdown through the air. He continues to produce whether they win or lose, which is fine. Ty Williams had 54 yards. Kelvin Benjamin had a touchdown. Keenan Allen had a touchdown. I mentioned Gordon's touchdown through the air. Those were Phillip Rivers' 3. So Keenan Allen only had 35 yards, 5 catches. I'm not going to sit, not going to sit him. I will sit Travis Benjamin, though. He's one of those guys who's either feast or famine. So
mostly famine.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. So, Antonio Gates, 2 catches for 17 yards. I'm not really digging that. And you know who?
He's a Hall of Famer, certainly.
Well, no doubt about that. Yeah. Dude, Hunter Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So really, you know, for me, it's Phillip Rivers. You know, even though he was probably drafted as a backup, Melvin Gordon all the time, Keenan Allen, yes, Ty Williams, maybe he's a wide receiver two or three with some upside there. And that's about it from the Chargers.
Hey, speaking of that's about it,
yeah,
the 49ers are playing the Seahawks.
Ooh.
I don't know that they'll play another game this year. It'll just be so embarrassing that it'll stop coming onto the field.
And that's a divisional game as well.
You remember when Kevin said that Hoyer might be a startable quarterback in this league?
Yeah. Sometimes you're just wrong.
Well, who knows, but this is not the week. Even in like a DraftKings format, we're not playing Hoyer.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, I think he will eventually be startable, but they just look confused in that offense.
It was a rough go. One thing I did like is what I saw from Carlos Hyde. He was 9 for 45 on the ground. He caught 6 passes for another 32. He's going to be a central focal point of this offense, and so I really like that. I think he's probably a very talented tier 2 running back. That just needs, you know, some offensive line and like a couple of receivers around him.
What every running back
like
needs.
A team. Yeah, yeah, like a team.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that he's probably playable, you know, in a lot of formats. This week, it's a tough go. Seahawks gave up 20 points last week to fantasy running backs. That's middle of the road. So who knows if that's going to be a trend or not. But I think that we can safely play Carlos Hyde in a flex only or DraftKings formats. From the receiver side, the Seahawks got burnt last week. So I don't know what that means, though. It's one game, but they give up 46 points to fantasy wide receivers. Like, that's a...
Yeah, but, dude, they were Packers.
I know.
But, in Lambeau.
But that's a lot of points, brother.
It is.
It's a lot of points. And Garcon caught 6 passes for 81 yards. Valid PPR numbers, so I can't shy away from him. One guy I do want to pay attention to, though, is Marquise Goodwin. We saw him have success before in the NFL. Pay attention this week, man, because if he puts up decent numbers, he might be a guy that you can flex.
He's the long ball guy. He's the Kenny Stills, the Torrey Smith.
He might be one of those guys that you can plug in. DraftKings, certainly, or anytime you have a bye or an injury, might be a reliable roll of the dice. Because, again, we know Hoyer can throw. Right,
and we know the offense is receiver friendly.
It's geared towards that. So Goodwin's one of those guys that I think we should probably watch. From the other side of the ball, the Seattle Seahawks. Good Lord, yeah. Russell Wilson. Again, this is why I don't ever draft him.
I drafted him once.
Sometimes he plays well, but then you know he does this too, where he drops a buck 58. You're like, what?
Right,
150 yards, like. Come on, man. Listen, we're just bagging on Brian Hoyer. He dropped a buck 93. Come on. Anyway, so I don't know. I mean, if you drafted him early enough, I guess roll with him. You know, sure.
I drafted him in the Ballers League, and I'm looking around for quarterbacks, honestly. It's you know, he can have a game here and there, but you can't tell me that the Packers' defense is so stout that
When they shift that offense and they go, all right, we're going to throw the ball now, and they start hitting Dougie Baldwin, he starts dropping numbers, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's just like, it's crazy.
But they didn't do that, and they were behind, so go figure.
Correct. Lacey, Rawls might be back. You have Procise. Kevin mentioned Chris Carson. You know, yeah, he had 6 carries for 39 yards. One of them was 30. So...
Yeah,
you know, take that as you will, but at the same time, I'm really confused about this backfield now. I'm really anxious to see what they do this week. I get it. Last week they had a rough go. Now they come in against the 49ers, you know, on their home turf. Maybe we can see what that running game's supposed to do. For now, so Lacey's a flex at best for me at this point. Rawls, I wouldn't play.
Not sure Lacey's a flex.
I'd play him as a flex against the Niners. I'd give him one more go. But again, as a flex, not anything else.
Yeah, I'd hope he'd have a better option. But
you got Dougie Baldwin. I'd play him. Lockett, you know, we recommend people sit him last week. He had one catch for 8 yards.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham, 3 for 8. Come on, guys.
What did Richardson have, like 4, 5?
Something.
Yeah. So he had something.
Well, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but not good.
Is that the end of your Seattle Seahawks?
It's the end.
Okay. So, you know, week one is in the books, as we all know.
It is,
and
Kevin.
And it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football.
This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter.
Now, Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster than ever.
So here's the deal. DraftKings has organized the players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier.
Pretty cool, man. Choose between public contests with the big cash prizes, or you can create a private contest of your own where you compete against a group of your friends.
Right. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against players of a similar skill level.
Right. Best part is you get to draft a new team every single week without any commitment.
Go get to DraftKings.com right now.
Use promo code GUYS, that's G-U-I-S, that's us, to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday.
That's promo code GUYS to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes.
The contest is totally free to enter, so why wouldn't you try it?
DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
See them.
That word is hard to say.
Details?
Eligibility.
Eligibility.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got eligibility. Eligibility. It's kind of a pain.
You're kind of a pain.
No, it is what it is.
All right. Redskins, Rams, we're getting close to the end here, kids, and we're going to have some time for questions, I hope. We're getting pretty long. either way, we'll get to them by Saturday, that's for sure. So, Redskins-Rams, right? So, the Philadelphia Eagles played the Rams, or played the Redskins. Cousins had 240 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Didn't look good, looked uncomfortable a lot. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that the pass rush was on him very, very quickly. But he's a pro quarterback with a seasoned offensive coordinator and head coach, and they couldn't figure out a way to fix it. So, Lyle mentioned Cousins was accused of having a slow start. Well, by God, there it is.
Yep.
And that's not to say he's going to be able to increase that this week. They didn't run the ball, though. Fat Rob only had 10 carries for 30. Chris Thompson came in and had 3 carries for 4.
And the game was fairly close for a while, man.
It was. Well, the thing is that Pryor dropped a couple passes.
He did.
So, Cousins' numbers could have been, probably up to 300 if Pryor could have held on. With all that being said, Pryor had 6 for 66.
How many times was he targeted,
I don't have those numbers.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Grant, in his 4th season out of Beaumont, Texas, had 4 catches for 61 yards. Kind of came out of nowhere. Nobody was really expecting that out of him. Chris Thompson had 4 catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Liz was talking about him as a guy you might want to pick up. Jordan Reed, 5 for 36, no end zone. Crowder, 3 for 14, no end zone. Dude, for me in this offense, it's Kirk Cousins, probably because you drafted him early. Unless you have a better backup like Rivers, I would roll Cousins at least another week. And you know what? It's Pryor and Jordan Reed, and that's pretty much it.
It was 11. 11? By the way. 11 targets.
Okay. Yeah. So 6 out of 11 ain't great. There was a touchdown he could have had.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a couple third downs that he could have had. Game could have been a lot different.
Sure.
Just like the Eagles last year, if you drop passes, it's hard to stay on the field.
Sure is, buddy.
So, all that being said, hopefully Pryor increases, increases his comfort with Kirk Cousins and vice versa. But still, I'll play Cousins. I'll play Chris Thompson in a flex. I'll play Terrell Pryor, and I'll play Jordan Reed. Rams are a little more difficult to figure, okay? So they got to play Indianapolis last week, and they're not going to get to play them again, unfortunately for them. So Jared Goff, 306 yards and a touchdown. Love to see it. Not going to play him. Not going to. Not anytime soon, anyway. Todd Gurley?
Dude, what if the Rams come out and just drop another, 50 points or something? Dude, people are just going to be like, oh, is the greatest show on turf back?
It could be, yeah.
That would be crazy.
It would be nutty.
I mean, dude, Redskins didn't look good.
Well, I love the defense, and I was watching a thing about Wade Phillips is the great defense fixer.
Right.
And I drafted that defense in a couple leagues because everybody's like, the Rams. But, dude, Wade Phillips is there. I'm buying. That.
Well, it's like Jim Schwartz, too, with the Eagles. Not a great head coach. Offense.
Oh,
awesome,
yeah.
awesome defensive coordinator.
So I think in the TFFG Kevin League, I got 29 points out of the Rams.
Yeah.
It's not going to get that every week,
but
I'll take what I can get.
I'll take it.
My son Rob is calling.
Oh, good. Answer the phone.
No, I'm not going to do that. So Todd Gurley.
Put him on speaker.
Yeah, 40 yards rushing with a touchdown, and he also had 56 yards receiving off of five catches. So Gurley producing, not a whole lot of yards on the ground, but I'm looking for the total yards because receiving yards and running yards both count 10.
I got to see something out of him. So that's a move in the right direction.
96 total yards and a touchdown. Two touchdowns.
I'll take it.
Yeah, one touchdown.
Yeah.
So better than last year. You know,
I'll take it.
They targeted
that
him.
That was LT's whole game. 100 total yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, and that got him into the hall.
Yeah, 65 yards on the ground, another 35 in the air.
So, you know, Goff had himself a day because he's got some receivers now. He's got Cooper Kupp who caught 4 for 76.
That was
a touchdown.
Really cool to see.
I like Cooper Kupp a lot.
Me too.
He gets open, and you know what, dude? I'm popping him in a flex this week. Why not? Sammy Watkins, first game as a Ram, 5 catches, 58 yards. Woods caught 3 for 53. You know, and there were a couple of Everett Higbee caught a couple. Tavon Austin caught one for some reason. So yeah, I mean,
probably because the ball was only thrown to him.
Yeah. Once. So anyway, yeah, I kind of like what's happening with the Rams as far as the players go, as far as the running backs, wide receivers. Still don't trust Goff. Obviously, got to play Gurley. He's an automatic, of course. I like Cooper Kupp in a flex. Sammy Watkins, I guess he's flex worthy as well. Play him while he's healthy, I guess, right? The rest of these guys I'm going to wait and see on, including Woods, even though we caught 3 for 53. I still want to see a little bit more. I want more consistency out of Goff before I go crazy on some of the peripheral guys. So there you have it.
All right. Cowboys taking on the Broncos. This ought to be a good one, Kevin. Dak Prescott, decent debut this season, 268 and a touchdown. Not going to play him in fantasy formats for obvious reasons, but in a DraftKings league, you know, roll the dice as you will. I don't hate it, but he's not our fantasy starting quarterback as of yet. From the running back side, it's the Zeke Elliott show because apparently he's still playing football. So as long as that happens, we can disregard every other running back on the team.
Darren McFadden was a healthy scratch.
Yeah. And I think Alf had 4 carries. Let me see. For 1 yard. Yes. Yeah, I was right. 4 carries for 1 yard. So, lol. Des Bryant had a bad game. 2 for 43. Terrence Williams caught a bunch of passes, but he's questionable with a foot now. Beasley had maybe the greatest catch of his career. Which was cool. If Williams is out, Beasley's probably a flex in a PPR. I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it either.
Dez is a play, obviously. And Witten, we were just talking about him, you know, last Saturday, and 7 for 59 and a touchdown. I guess you still play Jason Witten.
I guess you do.
You know, no question there. So that one's easy. From the Broncos side, definitely not playing Simeon, but got it, have 3 touchdowns. That was cool to see.
Yeah, played a little better than we're used to seeing him.
We are. True. CJ had 20 carries for 81 yards, didn't get in the end zone. Jamal Charles had another 10 for 40. That's a 4.0 average, Kevin.
I did the math in my head.
Oh, did you? So I'll be interested to see how this totally shakes out, but it looks like, Jamal Charles is going to get about a third of the carries because he got 10.
Yeah.
And no, I don't know. Like, we'll see. CJ's a good flex. Jamal Charles is a guy that you keep on your bench in case stuff happens. He's like an insurance policy at this point. We might see more out of him eventually, but again, it's a wait and see. Thomas and Manny Sanders are both plays for obvious reasons. Sanders less so in non-PPR formats, although he only caught 3 passes last week. But I still think I would probably flex him if I didn't have a better option at this point. But that's pretty much it from the Broncos. Not going to play Virgil Green or anything. So
yeah. So Packers-Falcons. This actually ought to be a pretty good game, you know.
Yeah.
Packers-Falcons.
You think?
2 high-powered offenses.
Could be preview to the NFC Championship game.
Could be. I'm not even going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. If you got him and thinking about not playing him, what are you doing playing this whole sport or whatever the hell you call this activity?
It's a skill game, Kevin.
It's a skill game. That's right. Ty Montgomery.
Yeah.
Tom Montgomery actually surprised me a little bit. He had 54 yards on 19 carries and a touchdown. Also 39 yards and 4 receptions, in that. So, not quite 100 yards, but still, for a running back slash receiver. By the way, how can he still be number 88?
He can use whatever number he wants, right?
Well, the backs, well, I don't know. Running backs should be.
I don't think there's a rule that says you have to use a specific number.
I do. There is.
Is there?
Yeah. I don't think 88 is a running back number, traditionally.
Traditionally a tight end number or a wide receiver.
Or a wide receiver number, yeah.
Right.
So for some reason, he's allowed to continue to do it. Don't know why. None of my business. I don't care. Either way, I'm going to play him this week.
I don't think there's a rule.
There is. There's a... I don't know if it's in the rule book, but I don't know. When Reggie Bush came out and wanted to be number 5, they wouldn't let him because that was a quarterback number. He had to be...
But we've seen wide receivers have low-digit numbers.
Wide receivers can be number 1. DeSean Jackson's number 1 in Tampa.
Right.
I don't know, dude. But I think he's going to end up changing his number at some point.
Hmm. Okay.
Either way, no matter what number he is, you probably should play him this week.
Yeah.
Against the Falcons, right? Don't hate that. We were all kind of hot and heavy. When I say we, I mean the fantasy football community, about Jamal Williams, the rookie running back, how he was going to take Ty Montgomery's job. Yeah, dude had 2 carries for 9 yards. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Williams.
Give it time.
Who knows, man? I mean, when it gets colder and they want to do, more downhill running, we'll see. Randall Cobb was your leading receiver, 85 yards, no touchdown there. He was a bit faded going in as far as the receivers on this team go. When you have Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson, Cobb last year wasn't a guy who was really a guy you could count on a week-to-week basis.
He is good, though.
He's real good, and he was, left in single coverage this last week, so he flashed.
Yep.
I'd play him in a flex to be sure. Jordy Nelson is an automatic play, of course. Devontae Adams is an automatic play, even though he only had 47 yards on three catches. I'm playing them. I'm playing all of them. I'm playing Tom Montgomery. So basically, if they're a Packer and they're in a skill position, I'll play Martellus Bennett.
Wow.
Why not?
I don't hate it.
Stop producing for you, I would absolutely continue to play.
I said it time and time again, one of the best offenses in the NFL, you play people on that team.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can, you play them.
And they're going to be playing deep into the season well also. So you got the Falcons here who played deep into last season. Matt Ryan did what Matt Ryan does, 321, had a touchdown, ran for 11 yards. So you got a point on the running game, so why not? Obviously, you're going to play that dude. Devontae Freeman, only 37 yards, did have a touchdown. And only caught 2 passes for 2 yards. So, yeah, obviously you're not going to sit him. I would like to have seen him do more against the Bears, but it didn't happen. Obviously you're playing him. Tevin Coleman only had 16 yards, but, he's certainly flex-worthy. Austin Hooper had $1.28 and a touchdown.
Most of it on one catch.
Yeah, he was wide open.
And a stiff arm.
That was the longest run the history of
it. Forever.
It was like Jim Marshall running the wrong way for the touchdown. I think Marshall ran it faster, but it was an 88-yard touchdown run. So
an awesome play, though. I love that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great big dude trying to run.
Just chugging down. But you know what? He's a decent tight end.
Oh, yeah, sure he's good.
But he's not going to get that every week, so... Yeah. He's going to be like a 2-catch, 25-yard, maybe a touchdown guy. So proceed with caution on that guy. I was looking to see more out of Taylor Gabriel. He only had 3 catches for 36 yards. At some point, he's going to be a flex, but I want to kind of see it happen before I recommend the guy. So there you have it for the Falcons.
As an Eagles fan, this next game is one of my favorite games.
Yeah?
Giants are taking on the Lions. And Lions just dropped a whole lot of points on what I would consider to be a better team at this point. Giants just weren't the same without Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
And he's still listed technically as questionable with that ankle. I have to imagine they're going to get him in the lineup, though.
I'm surprised they didn't get him in against the Cowboys.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, maybe he's like seriously hurt. Stafford threw for 292 and 4 TDs. He's obvious, right? Abdullah... 15 for 30 on the ground. That's 2 per carry, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yikes. Caught another 3 passes for 11. I need a little more out of you, pal. Please. Riddick did what Riddick does. Ran for negative 1 yards and then caught 6 passes for a touchdown and 27 yards. So, 14 points out of him. So in a PPR, Riddick's a very valid play, and certainly in DraftKings formats too. Abdullah, I'm not sure about, man. I don't know, man. It's consistently below average, and I need to see a little bit more out of him before I can recommend him. Golden Tate went all the way off with 10 catches for 170 yards, but he's questionable with a finger. Keep an eye on that. If he doesn't go, I think that Jones is probably a decent play. He caught a touchdown, only two catches, but one of them was a TD. Let's talk about Kenny mother-flippin' Golladay.
You know, he was a guy who, there was a lot of buzz around him.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was warranted.
Yeah. Kid looked amazing. Caught two passes, four catches for 69 yards. 69, yeah. And a couple of TDs. Come on, man. Now, I'm not going to start him yet. I'm not going to put him in the flex yet. Decent roll of the dice in a DraftKings league, sure, why not? But I'm going to wait and see what happens there. I would play Tate and maybe no one else. What? What are you doing?
A picture in the questions.
Oh,
it's one of those things you just can't take your eyes off. So much is happening in the picture that you can't not just...
Right. Eric Ebron apologizing to people, so whatever.
Well, yeah, people are like, why don't you just quit and retire because you suck? And he's like, hey, I did what I was asked to do.
That's right. People don't realize how much he does on the field when he's not catching footballs.
Blocking
and
decoying.
Did a bunch of stuff.
Clearing out areas for other guys to go into.
Come on.
People who criticize the way that somebody plays other than, you know, catch the football,
right?
You know, when it's thrown to you, just don't understand the game.
They don't.
Yeah. You know?
Not all tight ends, and dude, Ebron's a good receiving tight end, but not all tight ends are asked to catch footballs. They, you know, they do a lot of other stuff on the field.
Man.
They're an offensive lineman that also can catch passes.
Right, they block DNs.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
You try that.
So yeah, we're not going to have time to get to questions today. We're going to get to them all Saturday.
We'll get to them Saturday, or we'll answer them like we did last time. And by the way, everybody calm down.
Calm down?
Yeah. Like, you know, because I didn't get to the questions until I still have one more team to do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. The Giants.
Oh, all right. But I'm just getting ready, man.
People started tweeting, you know, are you really going to not answer the question? Yeah, I was answering the questions.
Well, okay. See, one guy tweeted, and I said to him, dude, you know, send this to the show because I want to talk about this on the show. It's a good question. It was the Stoney guy?
Right.
It was about a trade or something like that or a waiver wire. I can't remember. But and then we didn't get to it. He said he was just a little salty, but he was cool.
I replied to it.
You did.
Yeah.
He was saying, I'm a little salty, you know, that you didn't get it on the show, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all
and
good.
I was like, y'all MFers need to relax. Anyway, Giants, Eli Manning. Paul Perkins, super. Odell, if he plays, sure. Everybody else,
Yeah, dude.
I'm fading the Giants.
Except for Odell, maybe.
Odell. If Odell plays, 100% you play him.
So here's the trade offer I got. Brian, who's probably going to be listening to this. This is a trade offer he sent me, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to send me Brandon Marshall and mm-hmm. Duke Johnson for Terrell Pryor.
Okay.
I said... No, because then I'd have to drop one of my other players to bring Duke Johnson. And if I wanted Duke Johnson, I'd have drafted Duke Johnson.
Right.
Plus, the way Brandon Marshall played against the Cowboys, he looks old all of a sudden.
I don't think he would if they threw the football at him.
Maybe. Maybe he wasn't expecting
Again,
it.
Again, he's not a burner.
Right.
He's just big, and he knows how to, you know, position his body.
And it's also possible he knew the game was over, so why go out and kill yourself?
Well,
but
there's that. He's that type of player.
You know, I'd rather have the upside of Terrell Pryor than the, you know, maybe of a wide receiver, too, on an offense that isn't really that good.
Agreed. Pryor was targeted 11 times.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That's more than Johnson and Marshall combined.
So right now I'm considering Pryor, getting D-Jax. I'm thinking about it. What I responded with, I'll give you Pryor, you give me Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
And he was like, ah. I'm like, dude, Brandon Cooks' quarterback is the lowest completion percentage in the NFL at the moment.
Yeah, what a dick move. That's terrible.
It's perfect.
This quarterback sucks right now. Wow, that was super loud. RIP headphone users once again.
Sorry about that, guys.
Rest in peace, y'all.
Yeah, this is really loud all of a sudden. Don't know what happened.
It's good now, but when it popped on.
I did the same thing on Tuesday.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, that was just yesterday. Yeah, on the waiver wire show, I started up. I was like, that was a wake-up call at 7:30 in the morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so if you want to see the picture I'm talking about, go to our website, go to podcast, and then look at the questions thread. You need to go there now, Lyle. It's number 12.
I'm working on it.
Number 12. It's a DJ E-Ray's post.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
There's a lot going on there and a lot to see. So go check that out.
Hold on. Number 12. 10, 11, and... Whoa.
You see what I'm talking about?
Twiggity twills elf.
So I would describe it to you, but the only way I could describe it to you, it would be really, really creepy. So I'm not going to do that.
It's three chicks on a beach.
Yeah. Okay, you go ahead.
The one in the middle has an amazing backyard. There,
she does. And the waist-to-hip ratio is
it's silly.
Otherworldly. Yeah.
It's silly. And the other two were beside her on either side. And they're palming each side of the basketball, let's say.
So to speak, yeah.
Yeah.
And the woman in the middle is flipping two birds over her shoulders.
Two birds over her shoulders. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Jesus.
The only weird thing about it is you can see the shadow of the dude taking the picture. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, what? I have not noticed anything other than that woman's behind.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's compelling in its composition, this image. All right, we're out. We'll be back on Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. If you want to give us a call and get in on the action, that number is 650-733-8334. Write it down, 650-733-TFFG. We'll be back then. Until then, enjoy your Thursday night game, and we'll chat Saturday. All righty then. Bye.